Monday, 14 March, 16, broadcast at the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. The Calvary Hour is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina, and I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This week, I'd like to look at some of the Psalms, and if we have time, I'd like to get over into Isaiah chapter 59 as well. We're taking a break from our regular study because many stations that air this broadcast are not with us this week, and Lord willing, a week from now, we'll continue our regular series. But I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you have access to them, and turn with me to Psalm 91. Father, do bless us with thy word. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the Bible speaks about in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. The Bible teaches us that there would be false teachers and false prophets and a whole lot of things that are dangerous in the last days. Now, as my preaching this broadcast, this month, God willing, I'll be 82 years old. In my 82 years, I remember the beginning of World War II. I vividly remember the Sunday, December the 7th, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And then we have been in a lot of conflict since then. There has been dangers within and without. But in my lifetime, I don't think we have ever faced a danger from within that we are facing today. And I think it's good to know that we have a refuge. We have access to safety. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives us some wonderful promises in his precious word. And Psalm 91 is just filled with the promises of God. Again, Father, please bless us with thy word. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. To begin with, let's look at the first 8 verses. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Well, let's stop here at the end of this 7th verse, and let's go back now and look at these wonderful promises that our Lord has given us. First of all, I want you to notice this wonderful secret place, this dwelling place that God provides for us in verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, this is not secret in that it cannot be found, but it's this wonderful secret place that we have to get alone with our Lord. I remember many years ago reading about a preacher, and some people thought, well, he might be up to something wrong. We see him go down this road every day. He goes down the road at the same time. He comes back about the same time. I think we're going to go down and find out what's going on with that preacher. And so they drove down, and they saw him parked down by the railroad tracks. Well, the train came by. He turns around and comes back. And so somebody challenged him. They said, hey, preacher, what are you doing down there by the railroad track? Every day we see you go down. He said, well, he said, I go down by that railroad track, and he said, every day that train is on time. And every time that train goes by, I say, dear God, make me faithful like that train. I want to be on time for thee. He had a secret place. He had a place he went. It didn't mean the same to anybody else, but it sure did mean the same to him. Some time back, I had a situation where a dear friend of mine lost his wife. He was a preacher. And he lost his wife, and I went by to see him. And I went to his home. They said, he's not here. He's down in the place where he goes to be alone with God. Well, I didn't know where that was, and so I asked if they might tell me. They told me it was down by the river. It was down by one of the boat launching places. And I drove down there, and sure enough, I found him there. That was his secret place. That's where he went to be alone with the Lord. Now, you don't have to go to some physical place. I'm well aware of that. But I am glad that God provides us a secret place where we can get along with him. And it's a place to dwell, and it's a place in which to abide. It's a place to dwell. It's a place where we can sit down and rest. Thank God for that. I'm glad there remains yet a rest for the people of God, aren't you? And by the way, it's not a temporary place. It is a place where we can lodge, where we can abide, where we can lay down, where we can sleep, where we can rest in our Lord. And the Bible makes it clear that it is under the shadow of the Almighty. I have heard that a big oak tree or something like that, a tree that has a lot of leaves, especially in the summertime, is equivalent to about 5 tons of air conditioning. That is, it's that much cooler and it cools that much air under that tree. And then I'll tell you, when you're out on a hot day and you can come into a shady place, especially under a good shade tree. You know, a lot of folks in yesteryear, before you had air, we had air conditioners and a lot of things like that. They knew how to plant trees as far as their house was concerned, and they knew what kind of trees to plant. They would plant trees that would shade them in the summertime, and they would plant trees that would allow the sunlight to reach their windows in the wintertime. They would also plant trees that could be a windbreak that could protect the house from the winds. Thank God that there is a secret place of the Most High where we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm glad that I can get along with the Lord, aren't you? God be praised. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then there's a matter of our preference and our choice and our commitment. I want you to notice verse 2, because this is really important. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Here's a personal request. Here's a personal commitment. And by the way, this results in a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father, with His precious Son, and with the Holy Spirit. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. You remember reading in the Old Testament, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. And when Elijah made that request to the children of Israel, as they were up on Mount Carmel and facing the prophets of Baal, the Bible says, unfortunately, that the people answered him not a word. I don't want to be in that crowd. I want to be in the crowd that identifies, or if not in a crowd, by myself, identifying myself with my Lord, and that I can say of the Lord God Jehovah, He is my refuge and my fortress. You know, a refuge can be a fortress and a fortress can be a refuge, but they can also be different. A refuge and a fortress are two different things. A refuge is a place where we can flee for safety. A fortress is that which we can defend and that we can fight from. I'm glad our Lord God be praised is my refuge. I'm glad He is a refuge in the time of a storm. And by the way, as Luther wrote, a mighty fortress is my God, a bulwark never failing. Luther wrote that after his life had been declared to be heresy. He had been declared as a heretic, and anybody could have killed him on sight. And yet he found out that God was indeed his fortress. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Tomorrow we're going to verse 3, Lord willing, and we're going to get into an interesting topic concerning God delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. But I see the time for this broadcast is coming to an end today. My heart's desire is that God will make each of us a channel of His blessing, that He'll use us for His honor and glory, that we'll be able to sow the precious word, we'll be able to water it where it's been sown, and also, I hope He'll be pleased to let us reap in the harvest as well. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank You today, dear God, that You have a secret place for us, that we can abide under Thy shadow. And I thank You, dear God, that You are our refuge, our fortress, a very present help in time of trouble. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join us next broadcast if you can.